Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio, and tonight my guest is Larry Wayne with the Body Mind Institute. And Larry is a first-class spiritual healer. He's going to expand your wisdom in your life with his wisdom. But he's also going to open your eyes to your own innovative talent. And without any further ado, I'm going to bring Larry on because I kind of didn't get to the website quick enough.
Well, thank you, Rob. Thank you for having me on your show as a guest.
And I'm sorry, I apologize about that. But Larry, give people some enlightenment about the body-mind Institute.
Well, basically, I host my spirituality programs with the Body Mind Institute Lars Gustafson. Lars was a client of mine a number of years ago, and he was very impressed with how quickly he made a transformation in his life, and then he was asking me to host the information that we had with the Body-Mind Institute. So eventually I did, and we're still focused on critiquing different things with it and whatnot, but it is beautiful information for people to help themselves, and then the idea is to for the participants to receive what is called the Awakening Certification, where then they can also share the information with others via coaching and counseling and that kind of thing.
And Larry, through your years, have you been amazed at how people, when they discover themselves, how fast and how far they go in life in a big hurry?
Well, I certainly have. It's like initially some people go along and they never really awaken to who or what they are. And usually it occurs when people have a lot of challenges or difficulties, problems and issues in their life, and they have no place really left to go but within. And this is when they begin to attain what is called the true awakened perspective. A lot of people subconsciously, the reason that they might see a psychiatrist, psychologist, counselor, healer, spiritual teacher is because subconsciously they desire to move from the illusion, their pain, hurt, lack, limitation, blame, shame, guilt, to the reality, which is the love, the value that they are, the pure positive energy that they are, the goodness and greatness that they are. And when they become consciously aware of it, why they are focused in that way, then consciously they're making wise choices and decisions to expand that growth and that evolution, which makes a big difference for them.
And, you know, that's the thing. When they start making that first decision or first choice to expand, doesn't their whole life become more energized and they become more self-confident to live their life, do you feel?
Absolutely. They, in becoming aware of the power that they hold within, and if they will let go of the humanistic patterns, their negative ego as well, and they start to embrace what I call their higher spirit self, the power that they hold within, everything changes in their life because everything then begins to work in their life. You had mentioned something about, like when we talked about the like Body Mind Institute, like there's a lot more that goes on with the body than what most people realize. And there's a question that can be asked of an individual, like regarding love, for example, like where is that love within you? And most people will say, well, it's in my heart, which is true, but that love, which is what we call a pre-programmed energy or element, is in every cell, molecule, atom, and subatomic particle of one's being, including many, many other elements, true emotions, and values. So the thing about the body that people need to understand in its essence is the body is the power source, not the problem source, because they carry this power within their form, but it's deep within the subatomic particles of the atom, which can be awakened, activated, amplified, and accepted into a living or a literal power in expression in their life. There are many steps that a person needs to walk through in their spiritual journey. And years ago, we were given a vision of a crystal pyramid. And at the base of the crystal pyramid is what is called awakening or activating the power of love. Then the next element is purification and control of their emotions. Then the next element is trust and acceptance of themselves and their potential and power. The next element is the secret of life, energies. Energies are the raw material that create or manifest your reality. And then at the apex of the pyramid was the oneness with spirit. And initially there is the focus on their higher spirit self, because that is their personal power and control. Then inside the pyramid is beingness, truth, and resolving negative ego. So initially, these are the elements that a person needs to come to an understanding about, that they need to learn about, to understand and to put into application, which moves them into self-empowerment and then enlightened awareness. So there is a due diligence attached to it. It's not difficult, but it is different. And that's what produces the transformation in their reality.
And see, in the reality, you said a couple things in there. One is trust. And, you know, when you open up to trust yourself, Larry, life becomes more enterprising for people to see that they have opportunities in life, don't you feel?
Absolutely, Rob. Like, trust and acceptance is a key element. And what happens with all that, like, to heal the breach of trust or broken trust or betrayal of trust, initially this is what people need to do, because when they come into this world, they must trust that their parents or caretakers will feed and clothe, look after them. And then as they grow from infancy to childhood to adolescence, for example, if you had a brother, it would be trusting that your brother wouldn't take your girlfriend. And then when you start working, trusting that the boss will be fair and the paycheck will be there. So the human learns initially to put the trust outside themselves. And then at some point in their life, there is a betrayal of that trust where it is painful enough. Like, you can ask a person where that may have occurred, and they can depict it exactly. Like, this is where it really happened to me, where it was really painful, hurtful. And in essence, what happens there is when someone betrays their trust, because their consciousness is not developed, their thought process is, well, this must be happening to me because I'm not loving enough, I'm not valuable enough, I'm not something enough. And then what occurs is they internalize the issue of the other person. It's not even their issue, But once that occurs, and everyone experiences it, unless they're born enlightened, they're walking around and they don't trust others, but they also don't trust themselves because they made the choice to trust this person, persons, or situation. That trust was betrayed. Now, how can they trust their other choices? So initially, it's a real dilemma for people. And how they begin, the very first step in healing that is to trust others selectively, those who have earned that trust. They don't just give it away anymore. And then it goes deeper as well, where it's imperative that they come to an understanding of the value or the worth that they truly are. Now, when they get into that pattern of broken trust, or when they put the trust outside of themselves, they also get into a number of different patterns. And the first pattern is the pattern of self-sacrifice. And so the person will sacrifice their time, energy, resources to get that sense of self-validation, acceptance, love, and approval. And if they don't get it, they don't feel they have purpose. And if they don't have purpose, they have no reason to live. So they'll do anything to get it. And because the negative ego aspect attaches itself to that pattern, it becomes extremely destructive. Like, it's not called the pattern of self-sacrifice for nothing. So I've seen lives ruined, destroyed, relationships, marriages, ruined over that pattern in itself. And then it moves from there to the pattern of self-sabotage. Because if they don't understand the value or the worth that they are, they carry this proverbial lack of deservability. So they will allow themselves to go so far, and then they will sabotage it. Because deep inside, they perhaps don't feel that they deserve to have true love in their life, or to be one with their highest potential, or to have real and constant success, just enough to survive. Then from there, it moves to the pattern of self-punishment. So they beat themselves up with their thoughts and their doubts and their worries and fears and anxieties and negatives and failures. And then from there, it moves to the pattern of inconsistency. So they're up and down and down and up. There's never any real consistent movement forward. And from there, it moves to the pattern of complacency. And complacency is going along with things rather than stepping in and taking real control. And it's the cause of all sickness and disease in the world. And so this issue of true self-confidence or inner trust is a key element to understand and to heal that breach of confidence or trust within themselves. And in order to do that, they have to understand how they got into this scenario in the first place, and they must come to a true understanding of the value or the worth that they truly are, intellectually and emotionally. When a person begins to truly understand the value that they are, when they begin to feel, see, and experience that, then anything that they are thinking, saying, feeling, doing that is not of value, they will drop it or step away from it. It is ridiculously simple, extremely profound. So,
you know,
if a person doesn't understand this, or if they are in those patterns, they could be on the receiving end of pure spirit information, pure truth, but they'll let themselves learn about it, but they will not internalize or emotionalize it. They will not let it in where they become it in expression and action.
And
so that's a huge one for people to understand.
That is. And see, that's the thing. It's really how do people feel like they're disobeying or betraying themselves when they start letting go of this because they've done this all their life and it's like they've lived kind of a fallacy, I guess you would say, for the better of it. And then they start obeying the old patterns because they trust them more, or they know them and don't trust their new ones yet. And how do they get beyond that, Larry?
Well, see, when they come to this revelation about these things, and there's something else attached to it too, Rob, which is called shame-based behavior. And shame is a learned emotion, and when reinforced and internalized, you no longer feel shame, you are shame. You're not allowed to make a mistake, you are a mistake. Plus, you are not forgivable, not only for what you've done, but for who you are. And eventually the person decides that they are defective, flawed, or the evil one. And shame-based behavior is passed from one generation to another, to another, to another, until it's understood in a true spiritual sense, and then and only then can they begin to heal it. And so to answer your question, Rob, see, when they become aware of what has happened to them, it's imperative that they move on forgiving themselves and others, if necessary. And when a person forgives themselves honestly and genuinely, which is simply a choice and decision, then they can claim their right of healing and love is available to them. And of course, that is the next step to begin moving or immersing themselves into the healing potency of pure love.
And the call-in number to ask Larry questions is 718-305-6548. And the website is bodymindinstitute.com. And I'm on the page where Larry's awakening certification is. And but you said something in there, a shame-based emotional landscape is handed down generation to generation. Is that the way parents, you pick your parents, or however that works? You come into this life for the parents?
Well, it initially starts with, it initially starts with an individual's parents or caretakers. And you see, when you trace it back, it happened to them, too. And shame-based behavior, like people can be in it in varying degrees, but some people can be into the depth of it, where it is extremely destructive. So they need to understand how this happened, and then how to begin to heal it. And for example, a primary piece of the shield of shame is this proverbial lack of deservability, always walking around, never feeling good enough. And that is where it originates from. Now, if the person is born enlightened, where they understand the value that they truly are, they are not in any of these patterns. But how many of those do you know? Not very many.
That was my answer. That's the first words that come into my... Larry, with your awakening certification, how does a person go about contacting you and getting a hold of that?
Well, they don't contact me directly, although they have that option to do so through the Body Mind Institute. But if they desire to immerse themselves into that information, they connect with that through the Body Mind Institute. And then they can, and Lars Gustafsson, who is the CEO and founder, there's a number of different individuals and programs on nutrition and other things there too that people can go into.
And I'm looking at your website here on the Body Mind Institute, And I'm looking at all your stuff here, but there's something I want to point out, people. If you go there and you look at Larry's picture, something I've learned in pictures is I look for the clearness and I look into the eyes to see if the smile's real, and to see if the eyes are clear. And that really helps me, excuse me, that helps me learn about people just by looking at their picture. And I want to point out to everybody that Larry has got a very clear picture in his eyes, and he's looking directly at the camera. That's a lot when you're looking at people.
Well, thank you, Rob. I know when I saw your the picture of you with your cowboy hat on your horse and the wisdom of cowboy ways, like I was drawn to that because I grew up on a ranch and farm, and we had horses and cattle and all that kind of thing. And so I was kind of intrigued by that, and it was interesting that we actually connected. There's an affinity there somewhere, Rob.
There is, but see, I'm the lucky one here. I got to expand into something tonight just on this show. The shame-based behaviors, I've been really, that's something I've learned, and I see it in my parents, and I saw it in me, and this really just opened my eyes even further.
Well, I'm pleased about that, you know, the interesting thing, like when people start on this journey, it takes a lot of courage, because initially they are confronted with themselves. They have to face themselves, and a lot of people don't want to do that. Like, some people in their human mind even have this idea, like, if I were to look totally at the truth about myself, it would be so horrendous it would do me in. Now, that is not true, but that's what they accept to be true. And so what occurs is the person will do some processing, but they won't look at all of it. And they can make some progress, but they can never really expand into the power that they are until they are willing to face it all. And the basic core of change is recognition, acknowledgement, and release if it's negative. And so the recognition part is telling ourselves the truth. I did that, and I did that too. And the acknowledgement is owning it. It's taking responsibility for it. Then you can release it. And it's also important to ask your higher self or spirit self to help in that regard. And as long as a person is holding on to these things, they're afraid to look at it fully, that power can't do anything about it because it cannot interfere with our free will. I remember this one person saying to me, he said, "Well, Larry, I have this issue, but Spirit will resolve it." And I said, "Well, Spirit will resolve it as long as you're willing to let go of it." So this part about facing, having the courage to face these things and to look at it and see, the human makes such a big issue out of it, but in the eyes of Spirit, it doesn't mean anything. And once we begin to understand it, we can look at it and we can say, well, you know, that was part of my human experience. You know, I made a good choice here. I didn't make a very good one there. And again, it comes back to then forgiving ourselves, and so that we can actually let it go and move into the other.
And, you know, there's a couple words you use, and I've really used them myself, is expand and understand. Isn't that really freeing people to be more truthful and honest with themselves and to be able to release it and move on into a better way to live?
Well, is that ever true? You know, when a person makes a choice and decision to center in truth, to make a stand in truth, they completely change. And of course, in their mind or consciousness, they need to understand what truth really is. And in essence, truth is that which is real. And what is real? Love, spirit, value, pure positive energy, wholeness, goodness, pureness, greatness. And the human is so powerful, though, that it can make that which is not real truth, their pain, their hurt, their lack, their limitation, their blame, their shame, their guilt, and so on. So when I work with people, they so easily use these terms, but they don't know what they mean. And they need to have the correct definition of what the term is, which then resonates in their consciousness, because one's consciousness controls or determines their destiny. You know, for example, if they're walking around never feeling good enough, that is in their mind or consciousness. And so until they shift it or transmute it in their consciousness, they cannot make any real change or transformation.
And how do we, you know, the truth, you know, something, you said something there, something I've really started doing in my daily writing is I just bear my soul onto the paper. And, you know, once it's on there and I send it out, it seems like I'm free for the world to be free or something like that for me. And that really, the truth is really just being honest with yourself. But, Larry, something, a statement that I come into saying for myself is I'm a spiritual energy, relishing my spiritual experience. And that really relieved all that human stuff within me, and I've really started to let it go. And that's when I really started expanding.
Well, isn't that true? Because that's what spirit is and represents, pure truth. And, you know, if you protect the truth will protect you. You know, truth, when a person centers in that way, they automatically expand into more, because it's like a magnet that draws them into their potential and power. In essence, it's very simple, but you know, people learn so many other things, and as perhaps you know by looking at the information on the Body Mind Institute. I'm not sure if it's on there, but it's on my website. And we were very fortunate, Rob, where we had such an excellent teacher many years ago, and it was a lady by the name of Dr. Elsa Lund, and she was from Great Britain, and she had immigrated to Calgary. I met her in 1969. And she was one of the most gifted individuals that I've ever met. And I spent 8.5 years with her. And she was gifted in all the areas, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, healing, mediumship. And so over that period of time, then spirit consistently moved us into the truth of life, of ourselves. And this is what totally changed our reality. And I remember the very first thing that Dr. Lund taught us. She called it the golden rule. And the golden rule is to be completely honest or true to yourself. And how a person begins to initiate that in their daily life is, from now on, you never say, I think or I believe. You always say, I know or I don't know. There are no more in-betweens. When a person says, I think or I believe, it's like they're sitting on that proverbial fence and you can't make any progress. And if you don't know something and it's important, then you motivate to make yourself aware. If you don't know something and it's not important, it doesn't matter. But this saying of I think or I believe is simply a bad habit. And for example, if an individual, if the human part of them were to embrace the soul or their spirit self, if they needed an answer to their question or their solution, or a solution to a problem, that higher self would never say to you, well, I think this is what you should do. I believe this is the action that you should take. They would never, ever express it in that way because they know and they present the truth. So the truth has to do with the knowing within. It's very powerful. And it simplifies a person's life. And it's the first step to being honest with yourself. It's the first step in developing true positivity. It's the first step in developing self-confidence. It's the first fundamental step in being one with the part of you that is spirit. And I have met very few people that actually do that.
You know, Larry, this is ironic, but whenever a challenge begins, first words out of my mouth is, I don't know.
Say that again, Rob. I didn't quite get that.
Whenever a challenge or something unsavory is beginning, you know, you get them uneasy feeling.
Yes.
I just say, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
And then I don't know. And, you know, when something's new, I just don't know, then it allows me to walk through it. And something I really learned to do is walk in wisdom, because wisdom's unattached to the situation.
Right. That's correct. Yeah. That's right. And one of the things spiritual teaching that I point out to people, like, it's not what you know that's so important, because knowing something doesn't mean that you're going to be, do, or have it. But what is imperative is where the person is placing safety and value. And so initially, when we come into this world, we learn to validate positives and negatives, and we carry them until they begin to attain the true awakened perspective, which is an awareness of their potential and power. And then when they consciously, like, for example, what if a person consciously placed extreme safety and value on living in power and wisdom, or immersing themselves into pure love, or feeling, seeing, experiencing the value that they are, or the spirit that they are, their whole reality will shift completely. So When a person understands this, that there needs to be a conscious shift of placement of safety and value, if they put it on the love, forgiveness, or whatever element it may be, they will then move into it. Otherwise, they're just learning about it. It's just more information, but they're not living it. They're not applying it.
You know, Larry, there's a whole show right there. How many people talk in the spiritual but still obeying their old habits in life?
Good question. I know the consciousness is raising, but still, you know, I meet people and immediately you can tell that they are, like, I will ask them, like, do you love yourself? And they'll say, well, kind of. And do you forgive yourself? No. Can you define what love is? And they kind of hem and haw, they go around it, and they can't even define what it is, yet love is the greatest healer of all. It's the undercurrent of all the values. It's the ultimate technique, and that's the only thing that they have to move from where they are now to where they want to be. So it's very important. So still, people need to understand these things, but the time also has to be right for them. They have to desire it. They have to be willing to initiate that change. Once you get into it, though, it's you won't go back to the other, because it's just too painful.
Boy, is it. You know, Larry, I got a little simple saying for love. Love lets out venomous energy and expands me into luminary, omni-effic, visionary epiphanies.
Wow. I'm sure glad you didn't ask me to spell that.
Omni-effic is... It's just...
But it's true, though.
It's really...
It really
it's not
is.
Hard to spell. It's just omni with it. It's like terrific, only omni-effic. It's actually the most powerful creation there is.
That's right. Talking about that, Rob, like a lot of people that, you know, I work with, like they are coming to, you know, find their path and fulfill their destiny. And a lot of times people are, they just can't seem to find or to determine what their purpose in life is. And to understand that we have many purposes, but for some people, and certainly not for all, but for some people, their true purpose and mission in life is to be the power of love. And initially, they're kind of stunned by that. Like, they resonate with it, but it's like they never thought about that as being a true purpose and mission in life. And yet, that is one of the greatest purposes. And there are a number of individuals who do have that purpose, but until they actually understand it and understand how to put that into expression, they're kind of lost, you know?
And that's kind of the way the world is today, is lost. They're all searching, but nobody really wants to let go of the old, don't you feel, Larry?
Well, it's, you know, it's habit. It's human habit. But if they are sincere and genuine in their desire to initiate change, and as I explained earlier, Rob, when if they understand that, you know, like I'll say to them, like, you tell me what value is there in lack or limitation of any kind? And they'll say, well, none. And then it's like, well, why are you in it? And why are you holding on to it? And see, the reason is because it's a misplaced sense of safety and value. They learned it. And even though intellectually they realize, like, there isn't value, but they have to understand it emotionally as well. And when that clicks, then they will let go of it. And then understanding, of course, like how to expand into more, like what are the steps in expanding into more in that regard.
And
so,
that's very,
you know,
these
are all the things that, you know, over the years that we teach, and it has helped many, many people, and it has certainly helped my wife and myself. Initially, you know, like all our information, Rob, we actually received from Spirit. We didn't take it from other people's information or things like that, but we received it from Spirit, and then we put it together, and this is what we would teach. And it's simple, it's powerful, and it works.
And it really does. And Larry, we're out of time. I could talk. This could go on for hours and hours.
Well, I sure enjoyed it, Rob, and thank you so much for inviting me on your show.
I'm going to have you back because you got wisdom to expand people's lives, and that's what this show was about. Larry, give them Go ahead.
I was just saying thank you, Rob. I appreciate that.
It was my honor and privilege. So give them some wisdom and to live by, and I'll close out the show.
Okay, let me think now. What could that be? We need a short little line here. So, this is what I'm going to say. Stop working on the human. You will not find the answers there. Just accept who and what you are. It simply comes down now to total acceptance. Don't be fooled by the human bringing up an issue and thinking you need to learn from that. Rather, learn from the spirit that you are.
With that, I want to say thank you to all the listeners, and thank you, Larry. And the website is BodyMindInstitute.com, and you can find Larry on LinkedIn, and you also can get his 30-day money-back guarantee certificate, the Awakeness certification, and open your life to a new way to live. Thank you, Larry, and all the listeners.
Thanks, Rob. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.